Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zonia Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. This is Sister Zonia. I'm going to share with you one or two of the recalls, FDA recalls. Right now, the one that I'm looking at, focusing on, I just pulled up, it says a voluntary recall on frozen strawberries. Reason on this says that the announcement of agriculture production and processing at the ATP is voluntarily recalling certain lots of frozen strawberries out of an abundance of caution in response to a U.S. Food and Drug Administration investigation of an outbreak of hepatitis. For more information about this investigation, please visit FDA's outbreak investigation website, www.ifa.gov/food/recalls/outbreak. Emergency/outbreak/ECM518 for all distributors to sell and to use in food service establishments nationwide, not for use in food products offered for retail sale to consumers. Nevertheless, IPATP is issuing this news investigation and issuing this new release publicly to help mitigate the movement of the public health and to fully ensure that all recall products are recovered. Although none of the ICAPT's own testing through an established surveillance program or through third-party testing of retained samples has identified the presence of hepatitis A. Let me go back. So it says that, okay, surveillance, nonetheless, ICAPT issuing this new release publicly to help mitigate any possible risk to the public health, and to fully ensure that all recalled products are recovered. Although none of the ICAPT's own testing through an established surveillance program or the third-party testing of retained samples has identified the presence of hepatitis A in any of the products. It hasn't identified any, the sample not identifying the presence of hepatitis A in any product. ICAPT has decided to recall all frozen strawberries that had imported to the United States since January 1st, 2016, out of an abundance of caution. No other ICAPT products, frozen or fresh, are covered by this voluntary recall. ICAPT is conducting this voluntary recall after learning strawberries that it distributed may be linked to a recent hepatitis A outbreak in the United States. ICAPT has been engaged with FDA in its investigation of this outbreak and is taking lots of frozen strawberries that were exported to the U.S. by ICAPT. ICAPT is working closely with all of the U.S. cities to ensure that this recall is effective. Hepatitis A is a contagious liver disease that results from exposure to the hepatitis A virus, including from food. It can range from a wide illness. It can range from a mild illness lasting for a few weeks to a serious illness lasting several months, generally compared within 15 to 50 days of exposure, and it includes fatigue, abdominal pain, jaundice, abdominal liver loss. Liver test, dark urine, and pale stool, exacerbation, hepatitis A vaccination can prevent illness if given within 2 weeks of exposure to a contaminated food in rare cases, particularly consumers who have a pre-existing severe illness or are immune compromised. Hepatitis A infection can progress to liver failure. Persons who may have consumed affected their healthcare professional or local health department to determine if a vaccination is appropriate, and consumers with symptoms of hepatitis A should contact their healthcare professionals or the local health department immediately. ICAPT is fully committed to producing safe and high quality food. Consumer safety is its top priority. The review of all its operations and is its suppliers to ensure that the food it produces is safe. ICACP continues to work closely with federal and state authorities and is conducting its recall in cooperation with FDA. Another one that I came across, I'm going to share this one as well with you. To the next one after that is AC Creamery in Vanilla Sky Purple Yum Ice Cream because possible health risk. Now, I'm also posting the announcements on my Facebook, Twitter, and Google page, so you can go on there and you can follow up on it. You can read it, do the research and get the information on it, phone number and the contact information if you have any inquiries, know more about the product that's being recalled. AC Creamery Inc. of Anaheim, California is recalling its 16-ounce packages of Manila Sky Purple Yum Ice Cream because they have the potential to be contaminated with Listeria, monocytogen, an organism caused serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Although healthy individuals may suffer only short-term symptoms, such as high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, Listeria infection can cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. The recalled Manila Sky Purple Yum Ice Cream were distributed nationwide in retail stores and events such as Florida Food and Lodging Show, Festival of Philippine Art and Culture, and California State University Filipino American Student Association Fellowship Day, ACC Aspiration Date of March 6, 2018, stands on the bottom. No illnesses have been reported to date in connection with this problem. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration found samples positive for Listeria, monocytogenic, and in the contract manufacturer, Dr. Bob of Upland LLC facility, and in finished product of another company brand, leading the contract manufacturer to recall all ice cream products produced this year. Consumers who purchased 16-ounce packages of Manila Sky Purple Yum Ice Cream are urged to return them to the place of purchase for a full refund. Consumers with questions, contact the company at 1-714-871-9951, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both forms, and I want to keep you aware of what it is that we may want to avoid and make right choices so that we can have a full life, healthy life, and enjoy the comfort of life. If enjoy the comfort of life is what can be feeling with you. All that feeling and feeling that we see here. That did I leave off there? You don't know. But I feel, I think it's better I let it go. So, okay, again, I'm just the Zonia of the Garden of Gethsemane, spiritual assembly, law, and yet. So, having healing, it's been said that a heart, that a hearty laugh again makes you get out of the way. Laughter has the number of the benefit, 30 minutes to a 30 minute workout. It proves a potent anti-stress factor, increases asthmatic attack, increases stamina, relieves off-site pain, and promotes fatigue. Also, the serotonin levels go up after laughter. It is an effective antidote for depression. Studies have shown that even breastfed babies with angina in their mother's breast. If their mothers last hours before feeding them, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual peace. For the Proverbs 16 chapter and 15. Now, I want to ask, how can I be happy when I don't feel happy? Cheerfulness is created by considering the great blessings we enjoy as children of Yahuwah, so gain happiness through the treasure of blessed love. Always, first step transition is the most difficult. So choosing to put on a smile and behave happy will help you to be, will help this to become your reality. Now, what source should I be to promote health and happy? What source should I be to promote health? Philippians 4 and 8 tells us, it says, finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. But I feel dominated by negative duty to resist melancholy, discontented thoughts and feelings as much as it is a duty to pray. You may close every door to negative thoughts by lifting the soul into the presence of Yahuwah. Prayer while explaining promise and faith. Bring down imagination in every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Yahuwah, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yahuwah. 2 Corinthians 10 chapter, verse 5. Many walking along in the path of life dwell upon their mistakes, failures, and disappointments, and their hearts are filled with grief and discouragement. We can gather flowers in the garden and enjoy their fragrance, or we can walk away from the path among the briars, thorns, and gather them. If briars and thorns will only wound and grieve us, and when we present them to others, we are sliding the goodness from Yahuwah and preventing those around us from walking in the faith of life. It is not wise to gather together all the unpleasant recollections of a past life iniquity, if the next appointment will talk over them and mourn over them until we are overwhelmed with the Spirit. My. I've had a recent encounter of it. It's just in that place with that dilemma recently, and I had to make the decision because there was something very grievous that was present in my life, and so I had to make the decision to shun it, to resist it, to withdraw myself, distance myself from anything, from the thing that was giving me discomfort and affecting me adversely. Gratitude. Be careful of nothing. Be anxious about nothing. But in everything, God plans for peace and thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto Yah. Philippians 1, chapter 4, and we're going to Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly. And I'm going to play another tune here, a clip for you right now. And I'm hoping that it's going to be fun.
Would you let them break us apart? No. Would you let them? Hey. Would you let them break? They can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said
hold on.
We're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them? Hey. Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them? Silla-ba-ba. Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them? Hey. Would you let them break? Up your mind, please don't you be so
did it for the fame, I mean it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood.
Yes, indeed. And that's something that I need to always keep in mind. And don't let them break us apart. Don't let them separate nothing, no forces in the universe separate you from the love of Yah. Nothing come between you. I discovered that when I resist adversity, what happens at that point is that the Most High will release positivity into my life. The Most High will shadow me with my heart's desires when I release, turn away from undesirable. The two can't abide together. You got to make a choice, a conscious choice, that decides which one that it is that you desire to have to maintain in your life. But you do have the power within you and the ability within you. And if it was not so, then the word would not tell us that to do. So you have to believe it, receive it. I had a marvelous encounter. I ran into a friend that I had not seen in ages. And it was very nice. I was very pleased with him. We used to work together several years ago. And I probably would not even recognize Chris. That's how long it's been. But after he stopped and, you know, was questioning, and I saw it right then, I identified, I recognized who he was, a very nice person. A great benefit for us to have that encounter, because some of the things that was going on that I was facing, he was the person that was set in my life to assist me in that dilemma. So I'm truly grateful, but I had to eliminate the things that was in the way that was counter-reactive and that was going against me in order to make room for what was desirable to take place and manifest in my life. And for that, I'm truly grateful. I am so thankful. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share with you. And I want to encourage everyone to take control of your health, your life. You know, if you know something is not going well with you, don't just accept it. Don't just let it be. Make up your mind that, you know, that you deserve better. You know, then don't accept anything less. You know, I've heard it asked, why do good things happen to bad people? I mean, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, I've always, and I had to come to the point and understand that it is, people will be whatever it is that they will be. The only thing I can change is me, myself, and how I accept it. No one can do no more to you than what you allow. So if something is happening that's displeasing, it's because I'm allowing it and I'm submitting to it. So that means that you're in agreement with it. But if you're not, then you resist it, you reject it, and Most High will give you what it is that your heart truly, truly desires. You will see it miraculously. It's amazing, but it is, it's real. It is a reality, the only reality that I know. So I'm going to continue sharing with you. I was hesitant today, but I was led to persevere. And so I pray that you enjoy the weekend, you know, honor the Sabbath, give all due honor and respect to the Most High, and watch and see how your life will be blessed. When we honor God, when we honor the Most High, the Creator, then it's amazing. It's amazing how there's no limit to what the Most High will not do for those of us that love and that we have that put our trust. There is no limit. Peace and blessings to one and all. Again, I'm Sister Rosonia, the Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly Blog Talk Radio, and it's a pleasure to be able to share with you. Be blessed. Have a blessed weekend. Stay well. Peace. God love.